Our lesson tonight, Devo tonight, is on something that sometimes we don't maybe give enough thought to, enough attention to, but we really should, and that is remaining diligent today. When Mike assigned this, when I looked at him, well, why do I need to be reminded to be remaining in today? Doesn't that kind of imply the same thing? Kind of, you know, if you're remaining, then you're going to remain today. But you get to stop and think about that for just a minute. There's a lot to that because each day we have to be diligent. You know, anytime you have any kind of discussion, definitions are important. I've seen people get into arguments that you cannot believe would take place. Because whenever somebody said something, a word, this person was taking it this way, thinking he meant this, but he really meant this over here. So consequently, they got in an argument over it. And it really mattered what the definition was. What do we mean by something? The word diligent means be characterized by steady, earnest, energetic effort. That's a lot involved in that, isn't it? Steady, earnest, and energetic effort. The word steady, we don't see it too much in the Bible, but we do have the word steadfast. About 17 times, either steadfast, steadfastness, or steadfastly. You see that word about 17 times in the New Testament alone. The one that really sticks out in my mind, the one that pops out in my head all the times is 1 Corinthians 15:58. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for you know as much as your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Steadfastness. That shouts when you stop and think about it. The idea of being steady and earnest and energetic in an effort. You stop and think about how many times you see in the Bible expressions like stand fast. That's the same kind of concept. Let me just read a few of them off real quickly. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave and be strong. Galatians 5:1, stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not become entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Philippians 4:1, therefore my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord beloved. There are others we could go to, that'll suffice. The word diligence simply is the application, being persistent, being steady in something, being earnest in it. And when you stop and think about the word diligence, now, if you use a King James, 2 Timothy 2:15 doesn't quite sound this way. Study to show thyself approved to God, a workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But if you look at the New King James and the American Standard Version of 1901, be diligent or give diligence to show yourself approved to God. Diligent is from a Greek word, spoudazo. I don't expect you to remember that. That's okay. If you want to, that's easy. That's good. Spoudazo. It's an easy word. It means to exert oneself. So when we're told, as it is rendered in the King James, to study, we're to exert ourselves in studying God's Word. Why? To what end? That we may show ourselves approved to God. Diligence is essential in the Christian life. We'll touch on that again here in just a moment. 2 Peter 1:10. Therefore, brethren, be even more what? Diligent. Believe it or not, that's that same Greek word. Spoudazo. To make your calling and election sure. For now listen, this is a key word. If you do these things, you will never stumble. Diligence helps us to remain faithful in God's sight. And daily diligence is important to us, because what does it do? It keeps refreshing us to be the kind of people God wants us to be, continuing to be a people who don't stumble, who don't fall short. Does that mean we're not ever going to? Well, of course not. We're human beings. We're going to make some mistakes in life. That's reality. But listen to Acts chapter 17, verse 11. The Bereans, a people, were, quote, more noble. And I like that terminology, that word from the King James rather than fair-minded from the New King James. Noble in what? Their character. What was their character causing them to do? Why were they noble? Listen carefully. They were more noble than those in Thessalonica, what? In that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and what? Searched the scriptures daily to see if those things were so. They were so diligent about following God's word and seeing what they were being taught that they were even checking up on people like the Apostle Paul. You know what that tells me? Y'all need to be listening to us, and if you think that we haven't said something right, if we've misapplied a passage, pick your Bible up and study that. And if you still believe that we've made a mistake, we're never going to teach error intentionally. But we're human beings. Bring your Bible. Let's sit down and study. You know why? Because I'm a human being. I can make mistakes. I have to be diligent. We need to be diligent. The Bereans were more noble than those of Thessalonica. This speaks volumes to their diligence just to know the truth, just to know it. And then look at the results of that. Let me turn back over here. I'm not going to get that quoted exactly right. I know I won't. But Acts 17 and verse 12, the direct result of that. After it says that they were more noble than those of Thessalonica, and they searched the scriptures daily to find out where these things were so, listen, therefore many of them believed, the Bereans believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men. Their diligence was reaching out and causing other people to obey the gospel. They could see their diligence. Our diligence has that same kind of effect. It's going to have a positive effect on people around about us. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 and 2. Behold, now, some translations read it, today is the day of salvation. With this being true, we must be diligent today about our salvation. We need to make sure that we are prepared on a day-to-day basis, being diligent in God's word, being diligent as God's people to remain faithful to him. Now think about Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. We won't take the time for that right now. But really, you stop and think about that, what that whole section is about, being diligent. The grace of God that brings salvation, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. And it continues on. Well, you know what that means? I've got to be diligent to receive that marvelous grace of God that does that. Folks, we are under attack. I've used this terminology so often that it's almost emblazoned on my own brain. We're bombarded every day with every kind of sin, every kind of distraction to keep us from being diligent Christians. The world is doing everything it possibly can to pull people away. And I call it the world, but let's call it what it is the prince of the power of this world. Satan is doing everything he can to pull us away from being faithful, diligent Christians. Second Corinthians chapter 4, beginning in verse 8, reading through verse 10. Paul would write these words, "We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our bodies." Notice what he's saying. When we are truly diligent, when we are the kind of people we need to be, we're going to be hard-pressed. But what does he say? That pressure on us, we're not going to be crushed. We're not going to be perplexed. We're not going to be in despair. We're not going to be forsaken. We're not going to be struck down. And we're not going to be destroyed. All of these marvelous things when we are truly diligent in our Christian living, diligent about studying God's Word, diligent about being the kind of people that reflect Christ in our lives, diligent in those things. So let me ask you something as we close this out. Is remaining diligent today important? You ready for my answer? No. It's essential. There's a difference between something being important and something being essential. Something can be important, but doesn't necessarily just have to be done. Being diligent is essential. If we ever want to hear those marvelous words that we can read in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 21. Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful in a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Now listen to this part. Enter in to the joy of your Lord. What a marvelous thing. Be diligent. We need to have that mindset that we really are going to give Christianity in our life the steadiness, the earnest effort, the energetic effort to be what God wants us to be. And then won't it be great on that final day to hear, enter in, good and faithful servant. Enter in, good and faithful servant. If there's anyone here this evening who's never been obedient to the gospel call, you need somebody to study with, we are ready to help you out with that. Maybe it is the case that you don't need anybody to study with. You already believe that Jesus Christ is Son of God. You're ready to repent of your sins, confess his name before men. Then you're ready to be baptized, to have your sins washed away. We are prepared to help you with whatever you may need. Maybe it is the case that you're a child of God. And as is the case today, as I said before, the world is just all around us doing everything it can pull us away. And maybe you've slipped a little bit and your diligence hasn't been where it needs to be. We can probably all raise our hand right now and have to say admittedly, yeah, there have been times when maybe I haven't been as diligent in being a Christian as I ought to be, in studying as I ought to do. And you need the prayers of the congregation. We're ready to help you with that as well. But whatever your need may be, if we can help, won't you come right now as we stand and sing this song?